We'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We are broadcasting live from Amory, Wisconsin on WPCA Radio 93.1. And we are so glad that you tuned in. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Eddie Schmidt. We're excited because this is our fourth year of being on the air with our show. Ed, you look excited. Are you excited? He said yo, folks. That means yes. He learned that in the National Guard, that yo. But anyhow, we're glad that we've got a couple of nice guests. We've got Mark Sterry along with Brian Johnson, our guests. Yeah, so sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it. We hope that you do too, and we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Let's do it. Yeah. Once again, we want to say hello to everybody. This is Trigger Happy Memories. We're on our live show. Did I mention this is live? We are live.
Downtown Amory, Wisconsin.
Downtown Amory.
Here we are.
You bet. So we're glad to be here. We've got lots of music lined up for you and excited to get to some good stories. But Eddie, how you doing? We're celebrating 4 years of doing this.
4 years you roped me into doing
this. I have. And did I tell you that... there's a party at your house tonight, too.
Don't bring a thing, right?
Don't, just show up. You've got everything there. Lots of folks coming after the show tonight. So, we're very proud to have this thing going for 4 years, and we've been blessed to have lots of very good
guests. Many, and yes. Many more to come yet.
Absolutely, and you do a little deer hunting with Joe, I heard, my brother.
Oh, yeah,
Joe.
We got lucky that first week of bow hunting. Joe come up setting with me, and we had to shoot some buck that came running by. So.
Oh, that's neat, yes. And well, you did a couple of outdoor jobs here recently, and we've got a barn dance coming up October 3rd for the Shriners.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Our that's season the one was, that's south of Amory?
Yes, yep, yeah. Yep. So our season was a little different this year with the virus, but we still got a chance to do some music. But and I don't know if you were paying attention, but our guests tonight are Mark Sterry and Brian Johnson. So how you guys doing?
Doing great.
Hey, good to see you.
Awesome,
guys.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. We're gonna talk and tell some stories. We're gonna do some music. But I'm Mark. You're a Turtle Lake guy originally.
Yes, originally from Turtle Lake.
Okay. Yep. And Brian, you are originally from?
Rockford, Illinois.
Okay, now you live in the Twin Cities.
Correct.
Okay, yes. And those last couple of jobs we did them with you guys.
Those were fun.
That was fun. That
Very
was,
fun.
Yeah, we did some stuff and then got a chance to sit down and get to listen to you guys, and that that was a lot of fun for us. And typically we always ask everybody how you got started, but we're going to start with some music first, and we'll come back and ask some of the things that inspired you to play music. So
sounds great.
With that, I'm going to turn it over to you, Mark, and you can lead us with some music.
Come on, baby, don't you want to go? Come on, baby, don't you want to go? Thank you. won't you give me some more out of hand? Baby, don't you wanna go?
Nice. That is Mark Sterry and Brian Johnson playing bass over there. That was fun.
Yeah, 10-4.
We're talking before we started that we've had concertina players here, banjo players. Now we got a blues singer here with us. And yeah, this is great. Appreciate you guys coming and doing this. Mark, I'll start with you. What inspired you? You probably started at a young age playing music. Or
yeah, I've been interested in playing music pretty much my entire life. My family, my shout out to my Aunt Shirley, who listens to this every week, and she's been talking about you guys, Trigger Happy, since I was a young kid, about stories at the country dam and things like that. So I suppose both sides of my family were into music. Both my mother's side with my grandpa Bud had a band called the Turtle Lakers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He played accordion and played around for a million years. And then on this, my father's side, there was also a lot of kind of guitar players and stuff. They were more bar band stuff, but I kind of got it on both sides, so I've been interested in it my entire life. And played throughout high school. I played in a high school band and piano lessons and things like that. But then in college, I started focusing on it more opposed to school. and got into playing guitar and harmonica and spent most of my time playing parties and bars and things like that. So,
and you went to school at in Stout, wasn't
it? UW Stout, yes.
Yep. So, yeah. And did you teach yourself to play guitar?
I did. My grandfather taught me a couple like basic runs, like that. Or else, I essentially taught myself. One of Shirley's relatives borrowed me a guitar for many years, and I started out just listening to stuff and picking my favorite songs, which at the time where I was more into like hard rock music, and then I learned more, got more into the roots music later on.
Sure.
When I was jamming with other people.
Yeah. Okay. We'll come back with some of that. Brian, tell me a little bit of your background there.
I grew up in a musical family, so my father loved country music, and he liked all the old school, you know, Merle Haggard and Hank Snow and Buck Owens and all those guys. So he was an amateur on guitar. He never really played live, but he got my brother and I into it, and we had the family jam band, and I took some lessons. My brother was self-taught, but I had a built-in teacher at home. My brother taught me how to play bass.
Oh, nice.
And so then, yeah, it just went on from there.
Sure. Well, that's great. Yeah. It's always fun to share these stories. We've had some of our guests that I didn't start playing guitar until I was in my 40s, and were able to play, and that's hard to do. I think you need to start at a young age, but you want to do another song? We'll come back with some more stories. Yeah. What you got there?
From 1963, off their album Surfin' USA, The Beach Boys.
That wouldn't be The Beach Boys, would it?
Surfin' USA.
Right,
so
I love it.
E, kick off. We'll start on the E, then we'll start the singing on the five.
All right.
Here we go.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, Never thought of me, sir. And swans, Pacific parasite, Santa Florian sunset, Diamond Beach, LA, all over La Jolla, wipe me away. Everybody's gonna serve. Everybody had no shoes across the USA. Everybody be served a California. See you in a baggage. Who I just sent on to? Pushy, pushy blonde hair. Serving USA. Everybody's gonna serve.
Wisconsin. We're broadcasting live, and we're having some fun here. We got Mark Sterry and Brian Johnson with us. And
I think that's the first Beach song we ever did in here.
I think it is, and I love it. This is
great.
Fun stuff, yes.
Do it again.
Same song. First time I got to see you guys was at your Aunt Shirley Halliburton's birthday party.
Yes.
And that was fun. And, of course, we got to do some things with you just recently here, too. But Shirley is... certainly told me about you, but also some friends of mine, Dan Wall and Scott Heinbuck, used to go and see you, I think, at the 5 o'clock club north of Cumberland. And they Dan had told me about you guys a few years ago, and he's probably seen you some other places around the area too. But we're really happy to get you in here with us too. But Eddie,
it's quite a deal when you guys are out and watch you work with that looper that you got between. I mean, building a beat, and so how many loops do you have on your looper?
It's unlimited.
Oh.
But that's one thing I've actually just out of necessity I started doing that. I would have guitar players, drummers, all that kind of stuff, and as time goes on and the money is less and less at shows, I started covering a number of chairs just on my own.
Yep.
And just playing so much, so I got a loop station with my friend Dave Burkhart, who plays around the Twin Cities, a lot of bands and things. Him and I together went and got one. He got one and I got one. And then so it took me a few years to get it down, to get to play through the one, to keep the tempo through the whole thing. But now people think it's a pre-recorded song, and it's not. Everything I do is straight live, recorded live. So I'll start playing a guitar, and while I'm singing, and I'm recording it on my loop station, which is a small pedal that records my guitar, and you hit it back and it repeats it. And so I'll play it, start play and sing, and then loop it, it'll play it right back, the musical part. And then oftentimes that's how this guitar I'm playing today is like the second time I've played it, because I do play a version of drum on my guitar.
Yep.
And Brian and I were playing at the Apple River Hideaway this summer, and I literally put my hand right through the guitar that I'd had for over a decade.
Of all the things you didn't want to do.
Yeah, so that was interesting. And so I played drums on the guitar, and I record that, so there's a little drum and acoustic.
Yep.
And then I play some bass lines when I'm solo, and then I kind of add another pedal, a distortion pedal and a delay pedal, which are just effects on the guitar to kind of give it my heroes would be, on guitar would be Albert King and Chuck Berry, Freddie King. So I try to find that tone as close as I can with an acoustic guitar, and I play my little leads and things over that.
Yeah, the tone you get on your acoustic is... I mean, it's amazing how much more you can make it sound like, just like an electric guitar or a different style lead guitar than being an acoustic with the pedals and the stuff that you got. But you do a great job.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. You did a good job of explaining that, too, because I have seen it just a few times, but it's recording. It's all live. It's recording what you're doing. You just keep adding pieces to it.
Adding pieces to it, and then I can start and stop. So, like, for example, on Surfing You, or what's it, Sweet Home Chicago, if we did do the stops, I would just stop it. And it still keeps it, and then hit it and play it back or whatever.
Yeah.
So not only do you have to be a good guitar player, but you got to know something about computers and electronics and effects and.
Not really. It's straight old school foot pedals. Okay. I don't know how long Boss has been around, but they're all just Boss pedals.
Well, you do a good job with it. It sounds good.
But you got to keep it in time too, because if you hit
it's
it
all
off,
the time.
Right.
And it's off a lot, too. You can't take yourself too seriously. I mean, music, like we said with Bob here, is that, you know, it's art. And so part of the screw-ups is part of what we do. And that's just, hopefully, quote Willie Nelson, hopefully the good outweighs the bad.
Right. So we'll go back to some music. Eddie, do you want to sing a song? Are you up for one?
Sure, we can do something. Here's a song by Merle Haggard. Speaking of Merle Haggard, I got to meet his steel player here a couple weeks ago. Good friend of ours, Tom Kramer, hired Norm Hamlet and Mario Carboni to come and play. They go all over the country just playing the two of them.
Hmm.
And Mario used to play piano for Red Simpson when he was still alive.
Sure, okay.
Phenomenal piano player, but it was pretty neat to get to talk to him have him talk about being Merle's band leader for 49 years. But enough jawing about that. Let's play a song.
Okay.
Here's one called Love. From now on, my friends are gonna be strangers. Key of E. Oh, the love you promised would be mine forever. I would have bet my bottom dollar on. Well, it sure turned out to be a short forever. Just once I turned my back and you were gone. From now on, all my friends are gonna be strangers. I'm all through ever trusting anyone. The only thing I can count on now are my fingers. I was a fool believing in you, and now you are gone. Not knowing any better than to think I had a love that would be true. Why I should be taking out tar and feather to have let myself be taken in by you. From now on, all my friends are gonna be strangers. I'm all through ever trusting anyone. The only thing I can count on now are my fingers. I was a fool
believing in you, and now you are strangers. I'm all through ever trusting anyone. The only thing I can count on now is my fingers. I was a fool believing in you, and now you are gone. I was a fool believing in you, and now you are gone.
Oh, yes, a little Merle Haggard. Actually, it was Eddie Schmidt, not Merle Haggard, but good job, Eddie. I like that song. That was, I think, Merle's first big hit.
Was it really?
And that's how he named his band, was The Strangers. Correct? Yeah. So you picked a good one there, yes. Once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. We're live here in Amory, Wisconsin. We've got Mark Sterry and Brian Johnson here with us, and we're having some fun. Mark, you talked off air a little bit about you're doing some podcasts, and also I know you did some concerts in your basement this winter during our pandemic, which is not over yet. I wish it was, but tell us a little bit about podcasts. And just we're kind of old school here, so
podcasts are online radio shows that you can listen to on demand. And I was writing songs in Nashville for a number of years, or for Nashville, for a publishing company, and then I kind of lost favor with that. I just kind of got tired of it, and so I was actually listening to a variety of podcasts, and my favorite ones were actually pro wrestling podcasts, where they had Ric Flair and all these old school wrestlers telling stories about life on the road as a pro wrestler. And I had the idea, what I wanted to do for a format was I would like to talk to musicians around the Twin Cities area or wherever. And I grew up idolizing the Twin Cities music scene, such as bands as G.B. Layton, Martin Zeller, Tim Mahoney, things like that. That was my heroes. And so I kind of felt like I was returning back to what I was making a living doing anyway. And so I used that approach. I looked at it like two old wrestlers on the road telling road stories and things like that. And it's been going for, so I called it the Mark Sterry Music Podcast, and it comes out every single Tuesday. And I've had, it's been going over for over 5 years every Tuesday. And some highlights, well, the highlight this next week, my podcast guest, it's been growing, and I happen to interview, there's a Netflix documentary, an award-winning Netflix documentary called Satan and Adam. It's about a duo of musicians from New York. One is harmonica player, one's a guitar player, and he did a number of episodes for the show, this Adam Gusso. So that's really, he was very influential on my harmonica playing, and so I was very excited to release those since they just got a lot of exposure on Netflix and things.
Well, nice, yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll come back. I want you to plug some of that before we leave here tonight, too. But we'll come back. I don't want to interrupt you. But we want to do some more music. But we want to hear more about that. And then, again, how people can tune into it. And so what you guys do a song? Yeah.
Looking back. From 1977.
All right.
Off the album Old Waylon. The only two things in life that make it worth living are guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in a marking lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got to the basics of love. Go to Luke and Mark, Texas, Waylon and Wally and the boys.
a successful life. The living's got us feeling like the happy's time to go. Between the Hank Williams pain songs, Do Bear's train songs, Do Eyes crying. Out in Looking Bob, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain. Diamond rings, buy some boots and faded jeans and go. It's cold, ties and choking me in your high society, you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, a four-car garage, and we still built. Maybe it's time we got to the basics of love. Go to Luke and Buck, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. A successful life of living's got us feeling like the happiest ever goes. Between the Hank Williams train songs, New Mary's train song, New Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Buck, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain. Let's go to Luke and Mike, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. The successful life of living's got us feeling like the happiest ever goes. Between the Hank Williams pain songs, Trigger Happy's old country songs, Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out in Luke and Mike, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. Out in Luke and Mike, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Very nice. Yes, I like that. Yeah. Talking to your Aunt Shirley, and she was telling me a story about Texas, that you went, after you graduated from high school, I think you went down and spent some time with Shirley, and they took you to Billy Bob's. You remember that?
Very well.
Actually, my wife and I had this. We did the same trip. We went down and spent, I think, 4 or 5 days with her and Dan, and they took us to every hot spot in Texas, or in the Dallas area, I should say. Was it probably you too?
Yes.
Billy Bob's and all the neat clubs down downtown. I had a great time with that. Yeah.
I got to. They took me to meet Tim McGraw.
Oh, really?
And that was on his first album, and he had the song Don't Take the Girl and Indian Outlaw, and I remember specifically how he, to quote a wrestling term, put himself over when during one of the songs he walked off stage and stepped right on top of the tables that all the people were sitting on and would walk across the table singing and stuff, and he really made it a memorable show.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember that's one thing I learned from watching Tim McGraw that day at Billy Bob's.
Oh, sure, neat. Brian, I just want to ask you a couple of questions. You had mentioned that your dad was really into the classic country, the Hank Snow. How about you? Did you play that kind of music to begin with and then branched into some other things? Or where's your heart with music as far as, or maybe a variety of song, of music?
Yeah, I started playing country with my dad and my brother.
Sure.
And, of course, you know, back then, rock and roll was starting to come on really strong, so I got into that,
sure,
which my dad and mom didn't really like. But they allowed me to play it, and, you know, my brother and I formed a couple of bands and tried to get that going, but never anything happened with that, but we had a lot of fun doing it.
And that was in the Twin Cities or before?
No, that was in Illinois.
In Illinois, yep. Okay. Yeah.
But I had a great uncle who was a music teacher and owned his own music store, and he could play every instrument, stringed, horn.
Really?
And he was a big influence on my life.
Oh, nice.
And so we would get together on Sundays, and, you know, Grandma would call and say, are you bringing the guitars? And it's like, well, of course we are.
Yeah.
So we'd always have a jam session Sunday afternoons.
Sure. Yep. So you had some early young influences with
absolutely
music.
Yeah, yes.
So
Brian Johnson's also quite the rapper.
for oh, really? A lot of rap music, too.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
I might try a song here. Eddie, you up to helping me in this one here?
Oh, we can try.
It's an old Everly Brothers song. We used to do this song years ago. I sang this for my daughter's wedding. It's quite a few years ago now, but anyhow, it's called Let It Be Me, so... Give you a four?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you. Let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. If you must cling to someone, now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let it be me. I find complete love. Without your sweet love, what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let it be me. You'll always let it be me. There we go with a little Everly Brothers. Yes, this is WPCA Radio in 93.1, and we're here on one of our live shows. And of course, they rebroadcast these shows every week. We've got 4 years worth of shows, so they can take our rebroadcast. So every Thursday we're here at 7, but this is our new show. But Mark, talking to Shirley, she mentioned to me that you sang for the St. Paul Saints Star-Spangled Banner. You have done that.
I've done that a few times. Both stadiums, we sometimes play outside and then come in. A highlight last season was I was able to go down and do what I would prefer to do, was take me out to the ball game.
Oh.
And I kind of did a Frank Sinatra kind of version of it. And I brought my therapy dog, which is part of my day gig. I brought my therapy dog Copper down onto the field, and we did take me out to the ball game. And then her and I did a bunch of tricks and stuff.
Oh, indeed.
It was fun.
Oh, I bet it was, yes. And you were an art major when you went to college, correct?
Yes.
Did you do charcoal drawings?
I did do charcoal drawings. Now I primarily do pencil drawings. That's part of my other income source. Would be, I do a lot of portraits of people, pets, whatever. So I do that all the time. So if people want to contact me, get a portrait done, or like what I do, you can contact me about that too as well.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And I don't know if you still do this, but you used to help with the summer school program in Turtle Lake, and you'd put on a play.
Yes. In fact, I just finished that because of COVID. Turtle Lake Summer School, for the last 20 years or so, I've taught there. It's where I graduated high school and still have a lot of loyalty to Turtle Lake and that school district and those kids. And so with COVID, it was pushed back to August this year, and we just finished summer school a few weeks ago, and I did it. And I'll be honest with you, it's quite the challenge with the masks, because I do teach two drawing jobs and direct
the summer school play, and I usually do that with another local musician, Manfred.
Oh, sure.
Who plays at Indian Head and stuff. And so this year he had to sit out because of the virus, so I had to do it by myself. And it ended up, the play was an original play. We called it Yo-Yo Strikes Again. Mm. And the kids, we wrote an original song and played that on there and sang that. And we did a Rembrandt song and an ABBA song and a bunch of different things we incorporated into the story. And I was very proud of these kids for putting that much work in. And it was a very successful play.
The kids helped
you? We did everything. I had the kids help write it, direct it, choreography. Every part of the play, we try to incorporate the kids so they learn how to put on a full musical play production.
Hmm. Well, good for you.
That sounds great.
The arts. You're into it. Good for you. Yeah, I love it. Yes, I'm a sign painter. I've been doing that for 35 years, whatever. I started learning all hand-lettered, and I still do some of that, but, the computer took over and vinyl graphics took over. But I still do... I'll do hand-lettered shadowing against vinyl. You know, the main copy will be vinyl, and I'll hand-shadow it. So it looks like it was all hand-lettered. So I'm into some art, too, in a different form. You had a group called the Whiskey Rose Band at one time. Is that right?
Yes. We was called Mark Sterry and the Whiskey Roses, and we were around for a number of years. And I thought we were one of the first country bands. It was kind of an outlaw country music approach. We had three different albums, and that was very, speaking of my Aunt Shirley, that style of music was very influenced by her daughter Kate.
Oh, sure.
And by these old Texas radio stations. We were essentially trying to make our own Midwest version of these Texas outlaw bands such as the Lost Trailers and Cross Canadian Railway. So our subject matter was vary about bars and go and like outlaw. It was I thought it went really well. I still play a lot of those songs. We don't have, the band is no longer around, but those albums, I still play the songs off there. We had three records. You can get them on iTunes and anything else. So
nice. Why don't you do a song again?
All right. From 1955, from the album With This Hat and Blue Guitar. All right, with the capo on, I might screw the solo up, so Ed might have to dive in. A little Folsom. Hear the train come rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when, but I'm still Folsom. Time is dragging on. Well, that train keeps moving on down the sands. I was just a man. My mama told me, son, always be a good one. You'll never leave me gone. But I shot a man just to watch you die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hate my head. Folks in a fancy dining car, they're probably drinking coffee, smoking a cigar. Oh, I know that kind. No, I can't be free. But those people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. Thank you.
wrong. Farther down the line, I'll follow Folsom River, where I want to stay. And I'll let that lonesome whistle
Mark Sterry doing a Johnny Cash song. Very good. 1955. Good stuff. We're going to say hello to some folks here. Eddie, do you want to say something quicker?
Nope.
Oh, okay. We're going to start off by saying hello to Uncle Bob from he was the manager at the Country Dam. He's still in town here, and he tunes us in. So your Aunt Shirley Halliburton from Woodbury, Minnesota. Rod Sather from Richfield, Minnesota. My wife Debbie, my mother. Nick and Diane, they're out in Santan Valley, Arizona. That's the beauty of this. We get people on the internet tuning in from a distance. Renee Butler, her dad is Greg Karsmarski. I don't know if you remember him in Deer Park.
Name sounds.
If you ever break down on Highway 46, you hope you coast into his driveway. I think he's helped me twice. I come coast to it. Greg, are you back again? Yeah, the truck just won't run again. But anyhow. Say hello to Greg as well, but Jim Bjorkman out in Sunburst, Montana, his sister Ruth in Houston, Texas, Putz, we had a little party over at Putz's cabin here last week, lots of fun, Greg Lane, Scott Nash, Gary McIntyre is doing very well with his health, talked to him today. He had viral meningitis, and he's recovering, Edna Bjorkman, and Eddie, you got something you want to say hello to?
Yeah, my wife Joanne, and the neighbors Al and Ann. Tad Late and his wife, Kenny and I were trying to fill in for him last Sunday over at Mr. Jim's and Foley. We sure miss having him around. Brian Jevning and all the Cribbage Boys, Club 42, Cactus Cousins, the Hunyucks, and Greg Wheeler, he's usually listening, and him and maybe some of those barn boys. Tom Kramer, the guy that helped bring Norm Hamlet over to his party. That was a great party that he had. But the Seawells, that's about all I got.
Okay, good. We're getting quite a list, which is great. Mark?
I would like to say hello to my parents, who I think are tuning in, Scott and Margie Sterry. I love them very much, and they're very supportive of my music. And I would also like to say, first of all, hello to my niece, Emma, and my nephews, Dawson and Harper. And I'd like another shout-out because I was traveling this last week and stayed with some friends of mine to do some music and just to get away for a little while. And this friend I happened to stay with, his family, a man named Scott Pennock, who I met while meeting Arnold Schwarzenegger at the Mall of America years ago, used to work for years with Ed Schmidt right here to my left. Is this a true story, Ed?
Yep.
And you guys Scott, make eyeglasses.
Yeah,
I don't think we've ever talked about that.
We made eyeglasses a lot. And Scott's a big guy. I'm sure he's still got some big guns. But him, remember one time when we had to walk somebody out of the building, they had Scott and me, back when I actually used to lift weights, had to walk this guy out of the parking lot one time. But no, Scott's a good friend, and you know, been a long time.
Yes.
Neat. He told me that story.
Yes. Brian, you got anyone you want to say hello to?
Oh, I'd say hi to Scott and Margie and Shirley.
Okay. Great. Yes. Yep. Yes. Scott, I used to see your dad at the hardware store.
Yes.
In Turtle Lake. Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing good.
Good.
He's had a battle with some illness lately.
I heard that, yeah.
Well. And I guess we could be personal. Yeah, he had leukemia, which is a result of him beating cancer a decade ago. Mm. And we found out this week it's still in remission. And they're just deciding they're likely going to do a bone marrow transplant and things like that. And so, honestly, he looks really good.
Good.
He's doing really good. His spirits are really good. I love spending time with him. So nothing but thumbs up.
Good. I sold him a pontoon a few years ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't mine. It was our neighbor at the lake had this pontoon. He moved to Colorado. He kind of put this thing in my lap to sell it, and I sold it to your dad.
Yeah.
He came over. And it was a nice boat.
Yeah. It went under though. It's in the middle of Horseshoe Lake.
Oh no.
Thanks, Mike.
So I suppose that's my fault.
He's wondering about getting his money back.
Yes. We talked about your grandpa a little bit, Bud Gull. Had the Turtle Acres. He was a concertina player to begin with and an accordion player later. And your uncle Gary played drums with him for a while. And I believe a fellow by the name of Art Belial played banjo. Did you ever know him, Eddie?
I remember that name.
I do too, from New Richmond. Yeah. Yes. So, but Bud was the house band at Fox Creek years ago, and I know you still play there.
Yes, we play there. Brian Johnson and I play there the second Saturday of every month, and it's from the owner Jimmy Lindbergh, who used to be on the TV show Alaskan State Troopers.
Oh.
Retired from that and bought the Eagle Lounge.
Sure.
We became friends with him, and he started music up there again. And the Studebakers play there quite a bit. They have a DJ every weekend, DJ Gino, who's a good singer and really inclusive of a lot of people that want to come sing. And there's a lot of good talent around here as far as vocalists. Not surprising, but really good vocalists. We play there second Saturday of every month from 7 to 10. We love working there. We love Jimmy. And it's good to be kind of carrying on the family legacy. Oftentimes we'll end the show with the beer barrel polka in honor of my grandfather who used to play that.
Sure. We got time for a quick song, and we want to come back and make sure we plug some of your other things here, too. Your podcast, whatever. You got one?
From 1965, George Jones of the album Love Bug. Did you want to dedicate that to somebody?
I think Renee Butler. Isn't this the one that she always liked, I believe? You used to do this, Eddie, for Renee. So, Renee, if you're listening, this is for you. Yes.
Well, I was ruling the roost, had all chicks yourself. That's suddenly having a fall of feeling uphill. We'll try to run, we'll find it up with me. Till we have enough of something that just can't see. Oh, that little bit of teeny thing they call a lover. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bit of kiss and a hug. It's that little bit of teeny thing they call a lover. Well, I always thought that it had me a pretty good style. But I lost it, raised my good old country now. I was walking down around my head that way of high. And it fooled me, hit me, really took me by surprise. Oh, that little bit of teeny thing called a lover. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bit of kiss and a hug. Said a little bit of teeny thing called a lover.
Starting to wind down here. We want to make sure we leave some time for you to plug. How can they get up? You must have a website or a Facebook or something. How can they find you, Mark?
I have a website, marksterrymusic.net, but the best way is probably through Facebook. Look at my name, Mark, M-A-R-K, Starry, S-T-A-R-Y, or else there's also my personal page, Mark Starry Music. Look it up on Facebook and you'll find all my shows and things like that.
Okay.
And the podcast is Mark Starry Music Podcast, and that's on iTunes, Stitcher, any kind of podcast app.
And the concerts that you were doing in your basement this winter, they can go back and grab those too?
Yes, on Facebook I had a show called Live at 605, I called it, to make a living during COVID. And that was, I would play different genres twice a week. I'd do a 70s genre, like this for an hour, a 60s, 80s, 90s, whatever. And people would write in their requests. And so I would request in different genres for literally months. I made a living doing that, so a huge thank you to all the folks that supported that as well. Mm-hmm. I'll pull that, start that back up in the wintertime, or if shows get slow again.
Well, great.
Did you do one up at Adams at the Brautein too, I think, while that was going on? Or
Did we do one at Brautein?
Oh.
No, I did one at Prairie Farm. Johnson and I, when you finally, I hadn't seen you in months, we did one at GPI, Gosnell's Packer Inn.
All right, okay.
You mentioned earlier that you played in high school band.
Yeah, I did.
In choir. Yep, we did too. Do you have a favorite singer?
My favorite singer, all-time musician, would be Leon Russell.
Okay.
Would be my favorite singer, I would say.
Favorite song?
Favorite song? That has to go by the minute. So my favorite song today, it changes literally all the time. Would be Have a Good Time, harmonica song by Big Walter Horton.
Okay. How about you, Brian? You got something that sticks out to you as far as a favorite artist, favorite song?
Well, that's a hard one.
I know. That's, yeah. that's I hate to put really you on the spot. One. Yeah. I must have 100 of them.
One of my favorite songs is by Jerry Rafferty, which is Stuck in the Middle with You.
Oh, I love that song.
I really love that song.
Yeah,
so
yep.
It's one of my faves.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah, we do that with Freeway Jam with Eric's band. Yeah.
When we played it with Leroy Van Dyke years ago in Hugo, Minnesota, his band was very, very good. But he took a break and his band played a little bit. They played that song. And this was back in the 70s. The song was probably brand new. It sounded just like the record. So when I hear that song on the radio, it takes me right back to... It was so out of place, but it was so good. But anyhow, we're wrapping up, I think. Yep. We got anything you want to play or say?
I just
want to say thank you so much for doing this, you guys. And
thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming out.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming out.
Let's get you this summer.
4 years.
Yeah. And we got that party at your place tonight.
Yeah,
and I think
don't
Greg,
bring a thing.
Well,
Joanne's
Greg and Clarion said they would
happy.
Bring it. They got a 30-pack of hams coming, so... So we'll see Greg and Clarion a little bit later with that beer. So, all right. And again, thanks everybody for 4 years. Thank you, Bob, for putting up with us for 4 years doing this. So it's been a lot of fun. So we'll be back next week. Thank you.
Good job, you guys.
That was fun, guys.
Yeah.